The garden gift was fresh and new. There was no fear or strife. Then sin came and destroyed it all. It brought such misery. Life changed after that dreadful fall. Gone was the harmony. As years went by, the evil grew, and sin was all around. The folk to love the Lord were few. Just Noah could be found. Then God looked down, and he was sad to see what man had done. His perfect world had turned so bad that judgment time would come. God came to Noah late one day with this surprising quote: "This world has strayed so far away that you must build a boat. There'll be a flood with awesome rain that covers everything. Just you and your family will remain, and the animals that I'll bring."
Swept the land and things had gone from good to bad. So he came to dear old Noah then, and this is what he said: "Let's build an ark, let's get started today. I will show you how to build it in a very special way. Get your ladders, all your nails, and that's your hammer and your plate. You must build it stone to stern before I send an awful rain. Down came the trees and up went the boat. As they sawed and nailed and tarred it well so it would stay afloat. Day and night they worked till it was done. They rarely went to bed. Soon the rains would come, the ark would sail, 'cause this is what God said: Let's build an ark, let's get started today. I will show you how to build it in a very special way. Ladders, saw your nails, and that's your hammer and your plate. You must build it stone to stern before I send an awful rain." Soon it was done, there was no more to do. So God marched in all the animals in couples two by two. As the door was shut, the rains began, the worst was still ahead. Yet they trusted God would see them through, 'cause this is what he said: "Let's build an ark, let's get started today. I will show you how to build it in a very special way. Get your ladders, all your nails, and that's your hammer and your plate. You must build it stone to stern before I send an awful rain."
Children.
Good morning.
Thank you for that encouraging song. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you all here.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Noah.
Thank you.
That's right. I've spent some precious time this week with your children and telling them the story of the great flood. You know of it, maybe. You can find it in the first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis. And God told me to build an ark because he was about to destroy the wicked world. I was about 500 years, and I keep getting younger. God warned that if the people would not turn from their wicked ways in 120 years, a great flood would destroy everything on the earth. God gave me instructions for the boat I was to build. My three sons, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and I, had our work cut out for us.
Old, and let me emphasize, old Noah did as God had said. He measured, thought, and drew, While Shem, Japheth helped their dad, son Ham did his job too. They sawed and planed and stripped the bark from morn till late at night. Soon it was looking like an ark, and that was quite a sight.
My finger recovered. Surrounding the building of the ark, a strange phenomenon happened. When the ark was finished, God began bringing animals to the boat, two by two, and I always wondered why everyone saw the animals and didn't get on. He brought two of every land animal and seven of every clean animal, like sheep and birds. These animals were to spend the next months aboard the ark with me, my sons, and our wives. When everyone was safely on board, God closed the door.
There was a door and window too, and three floors in that boat. They smeared it all with sticky goo to keep it all afloat. Next, freight was loaded on the barge. What would this big boat hold? There were thousands of animals, small and large, but twos and sevens, I'm told. Up, up the long ramp they wandered in. They settled on every floor. The time had come for the flood to begin, and God slammed that great big door.
Thank you.
So we had the tigers, the kangaroo. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. After the door was sealed shut, the flood began. It wasn't like any other flood. The waters rose up out of the earth through giant earthquakes and volcanoes. And the water began to fall from the sky. The storm was so great that it changed the surface of the earth. It rained so much that our ark easily floated above the highest mountaintops. It was a sad and frightening experience, realizing that a lot of people did not make it.
The air was still as the sky grew dark and the earth began to shake. Just the 8 God saved inside the ark would be spared from that big earthquake. Next, a shower began with a drip and a drop, and then it began to pour. It seemed like the rain would never stop. It just came down more and more. The ark was tossed upon a sea, and it bopped both up and down. The great flood would never be. Soon everything had drowned. But the floating zoo was safe and sound, such a crazy animal maze. Yet the storm would be raging all around for another 40 days. If you feel inspired to sing, you could join along.
Finally, the rain stopped, and the earth began to dry. I sent out several birds to see if they could find vegetation and places to build nests. That gave me an indication that the waters were receding. After staying in the ark for more than a year, we were now resting atop the mountain named Ararat. The big door was again open, and the animals gladly left their temporary home. But we didn't leave too quickly. We had some thanking to do to the one who saved us. And rather, we built an altar and presented God with our sacrifices. He made a very, very special promise to us. It's a promise that came with a very special sign that he placed up in the sky. And every time I see it, it tells me that God will never again send a flood like this to destroy his creation. And we enjoy it today. We see that rainbow all the time. I pray that when you see it, you remember God's promise.
When the rains did stop, and the sun did shine, and the storm would be no more, Noah sent out a raven for a sign. Was it time to open the door? The raven was gone. Next, he sent out a dove to see if he had stayed away. But it flew around the sky up above, and it returned the very same day. The wait had been long. A year had gone by since they boarded that smelly old ark. The time finally came, and the land was now dry for the creatures to disembark. But Noah stayed there for a few days more, 'cause he built an altar of stone. He knew that a sacrifice was now in store out of thanks for the blessings he'd known. God came once again to his creatures below with a promise he'd keep till the end. I'll give you a sign in this lovely rainbow not to send such a deluge again.
In a distracted world, a generation that was filled or occupied with everything else but God. In Genesis chapter 6, The Bible says the earth, in verse 11, well, also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. But, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The significance of the flood in saving my family goes far beyond just a story that happened over 4,000 years ago. It should serve as a sign to your generation too. And may I say that our generation is also distracted. Our generation is preoccupied with everything else but God. There won't be another flood, but there will be another great event. We have definitely harbingers that are pointing us in the direction of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Noah prepared an ark. I prepared an ark. I followed what God's word was telling me. And it is written of me in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Noah heard a warning. By faith, Noah did not only just hear the warning, Noah moved with godly fear. Noah did not just hear a warning and move with godly fear. Noah's movement meant preparation. And he prepared an ark. And the purpose for which this ark was prepared was for the saving of himself and his household. And then it is written, this act of following God all the way condemned the world. The world that was distracted with everything else but God. And Noah became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Is your faith moving you? Is your faith moving you with godly fear? Is your faith leading you to prepare for Jesus to return? Is your faith condemning the world? Or are we all alike? Or simply, are you distracted? You see, just as the ark was made to save everyone who believed in the grace and mercy of God, so Jesus Christ provides a place for safety and salvation. All who come to believe that Jesus is their Savior will also be saved from a far greater destruction than a worldwide flood. They will be saved from the final destruction of the world and will be given an eternity in heaven. That's the ark. That's the ark. Just as I tried desperately to tell those around me that they would find safety and protection in my ark, so you should also go to family and friends and share with them the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Are you preparing the world to receive him when he returns? Are you preparing your generation to meet Jesus? Are you preparing your household to meet Jesus? Are you prepared to meet him when he returns?
So the lesson we learn from the ark and the flood should be clear as the sky up above. The earth and its people were put here by God because of his marvelous love. And this love goes beyond any water or storm. It goes up right up to Calvary's tree, where our Savior has died for the sins of the world to set every sinner free. So let's send out to the world, to a world that is lost, like it was in old Noah's day. Let's tell them that Jesus has paid the high cost when he took every sin away. I want to invite you to pray that God will use us like Noah's in these last days. Let us stand as I invite Noah to lead us in that benediction.
Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the experience of Noah. We thank you for the story that we find in your words, admonishing us to move with godly fear, admonishing us to prepare for your soon coming, admonishing us not to get distracted with what is happening in the world around us, or to be bombarded and ourselves occupied with everything else but you. We ask you, Lord, that we may all move to prepare an ark to save those that are around us and ourselves. We ask you, Lord, for your spirit to be with us, and we pray and ask that you bless us as we leave this place, never to leave your presence. Be with us, continue to guide us all, for we pray in no other name but in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, we all say, Amen.